Hi, this is Deacon Lauren, and I'd like to share with you the reflection from our Zoom coffee hour on July 26th, following our Sunday service. I first reread the collect appointed for today, which is a way for us to understand what the focus of the readings will be. And this is what it says. O God, the protector of all who trust in you, without whom nothing is strong, nothing is holy. Increase and multiply upon us your mercy, that with you as our ruler and guide, we may so pass through things temporal that we lose not the things eternal. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. We talked about what spoke to us from the collect. One area of focus was the particular line, with you as our ruler and guide, we may so pass through things temporal that we lose not the things eternal. Even though we are of this physical world, may we not lose sight of God's eternal world. I then read a poem entitled Seeds of Hope by Elizabeth Fontaine Greco, and even though she speaks of her mother in the poem, when I reflected on the poem's words, I substituted God or the Holy Spirit, and then the words filled me with God's seeds of hope. Seeds of Hope by Elizabeth Fontaine Greco. In strength I see my mother, holding strong to her convictions, loving truth and justice, loving her children to no end. She is the strength inside me, planting the seeds of hope and genuine love from afar. Only to realize as time passes by, her love inside me forever resides. For God is preparing her soul for the heavens above to receive his eternal love. After hearing the poem, we shared stories about our own mothers and how they have influenced our lives in numerous ways. I wonder what your thoughts are about your own mother or about God after you have heard this poem. As we ended our time together, we talked about Father Jay's sermon that we had heard earlier in the morning. We reminisced about traveling to Hawaii and about the aloha spirit that is so prevalent. We talked about some creative ways about how we could bring that aloha spirit to St. Matthew's. In closing, may this day bring you seeds of hope at this time, when even the tiniest bit of encouragement from others can bring God's hope into our lives. Peace and love and aloha, Deacon Lauren.